Terrible impediment. Animal rescue group hits CDC for hampering evacuation of dogs from Kabul airport. By Christina Wong on August 31, 2021. Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals International, SPCI, hit the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, for being a terrible impediment to efforts to evacuate dogs and other animals from the Kabul airport before the U.S. military was due to withdraw on August 31. After the Taliban seized Kabul, the founder of the Kabul Small Animal Rescue, Charlotte Maxwell Jones, managed to get dozens of dogs to the airport, where they staged efforts to fly them out in cargo holds of planes, so as not to take away seats from evacuees. The Small Animal Rescue had launched a vocal social media campaign that gathered widespread support, including from members of Congress. However, the effort ultimately failed, with Maxwell Jones fleeing the airport with one puppy, and the other dogs released into the airport, according to the SPCI. Maxwell Jones asked that the military scatter the food that she brought to the airport for the dogs, but it is unclear whether that was done. SPCI specifically pointed a finger at the CDC, who enacted on July 14 a new policy suspending the import of animals from high-risk countries for dog rabies. The group wrote, "The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recently enacted policy suspending transports of dogs from Afghanistan and more than 100 other nations into the U.S. was another terrible impediment, despite our negotiations and pleadings. We applied for an emergency exemption so that Charlotte and the dogs could get out on our chartered flight this week. But the CDC's adherence to its import policy during this time of crisis put animals and people at risk. We are alarmed that leaders at the CDC are not bringing a more balanced perspective to the importation of dogs, especially after the U.S. House of Representatives rebuked CDC on this issue and passed an amendment to restore a proper screening process." The SPCI said it would continue its efforts to evacuating the animals out of Kabul. "This entire situation is a reminder that when governments, including the United States, don't recognize the human connection to animals, they put people at risk. If Charlotte and her staff had been allowed to take their animals, with the support of private animal rescue groups that had paid for and organized a charter flight, they'd be safe, and so would the animals. Now she's still in Kabul, desperately working to bring these animals into a safer space," the group said. "While this was our last chance to evacuate the dogs from Kabul before August 31, we are not giving up. We're currently pursuing options for transporting the dogs and cats out of Afghanistan after that deadline, and the funds we raised will continue to support the care of the animals in Kabul. SPCA International will continue to act as a conduit of information between CASAR and the public." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.